Just reading over the statement that's on the poster. I'm primarily concerned with survival, with the question of Nova conspiracies and new mythologies possible in the space age, heroes and villains, with regard to intentions towards this planet. And I realize that this is a very political statement. Now, if we see the Earth as a spaceship and go further to invoke the comparison of a lifeboat, it is, of course, a vital concern to everybody in the boat if the crew or the passengers start polluting the supply of food and water, distributing supplies on a grossly inequitable basis, knocking holes in the bottom of the boat, or worst of all, plotting to blow the boat out from under us. And what more blatant Nova conspiracy than the development and use of an atom bomb? As the founder of the Nova conspiracy, Philip Oppenheimer, said, "We have become Shiva, destroyer of worlds." Well, he may have been a little confused on his Hindu mythology, but the spirit was there. And I'm beginning to realize that the readings I've given in the last 3 years, while seemingly apolitical, are in many cases very definite political statements. Roosevelt, after inauguration, and this piece was written almost 20 years ago, appears in retrospect as designed to devalue the whole image of the presidency, a devaluation which was consummated at Watergate. And I'll read a few selections from this. Roosevelt after inauguration. Immediately after the inauguration, Roosevelt appeared on the White House balcony, dressed in the purple robes of a Roman emperor, and leading a blind, toothless lion on a gold chain, Hogg called his constituents to come and get their appointments. The constituents rushed up, grunting and squealing like the hogs they were. Men who had gone gray and toothless in the faithful service of their country were summarily dismissed in the grossest terms, like, "You're fired, you old fuck. Get your piles out of here." And in many cases, thrown bodily out of their offices. Hooligans and riffraffs of the lowest caliber filled the highest offices of the land. When the Supreme Court overruled some of the legislation perpetrated by this vile rout, Roosevelt forced that august body, one after the other, on threat of immediate reduction to the rank of congressional laboratory attendants, to submit to intercourse with a purple-ass baboon, so that venerable, honored men surrendered themselves to the embraces of a lecherous, snarling simian, while Roosevelt and his strumpet wife and the veteran brown-nosed Harry Hopkins, smoking a communal hookah of hashish, watched the lamentable spectacle with cackles of obscene laughter. Justice Blackstrap succumbed to a rectal hemorrhage on the spot. Roosevelt only laughed and said coarsely, "Plenty more where that came from." Hopkins, unable to contain himself, rolled on the floor in sycophantic convulsion, saying over and over, "You're killing me, Chief, you're killing me." And Roosevelt then appointed the baboon to replace Justice Blackstrap, diseased. So henceforth, the proceedings of the court were carried on with a screeching simian, shitting and pissing and masturbating on the table, and not infrequently leaping on one of the justices and tearing him to shreds. "He's entering a vote of dissent," Roosevelt would say with an evil chuckle. The vacancies so created were invariably filled by simians, so that in the course of time, the Supreme Court came to consist of 9 purple-ass baboons. And Roosevelt, claiming to be the only one able to interpret their decisions, thus gained control of the highest tribunal in the land. Then Roosevelt gave himself over to such vile and unrestrained conduct as is shameful to speak of. He instituted a series of contests designed to promulgate the lowest acts and instincts of which the human species is capable. There was a most unsavory act contest, a cheapest trick contest, molest a child week, Turn in your best friend week, professional stool pigeons disqualified, and the coveted title of all-around vilest man of the year. Roosevelt was convulsed with such hate for the species as it is that he wished to grade it beyond recognition. "I'll make that cocksucker glad to mutate," he would say, looking off into space as if seeking new frontiers of depravity. So let us all scan the horizons for new frontiers of depravity. This is the space age, and we are here to go. Yeah.
Okay, my protest show, such as it is, was. There are some very nice, very pointed parallels between that and what's going on now. William Burroughs with Roosevelt after inauguration. Classic. Before that, Ernest Tubb, America, Love It or Leave It. Ken Wade, The Americans Thank You, an answer to the Gordon Sinclair Canadian... the Canadian pro-America record from the 1960s. Before that, B.J. Snowden with America. She's from the Maritime Provinces of Canada. I don't know how she feels about that now. Lily D.A., Our Beautiful Flag is Crying. Democratic People's Republic of Korea with Fucking USA. Before that, National Brotherhood Week by Tom Lehrer. Chad Mitchell Trio, Friendly Liberal Neighborhood Ku Klux Klan, Janet Green with Poor Wet Left Winger, Stonewall Jackson, Minutemen Are Turning in Their Graves, and Firesign Theater, Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. Thanks for being here, and we'll see you next week for a two-hour show, a two-hour tour. See ya.
accident. You're a disgrace and embarrassment. A walking scandal, talking accident. It's not us. Well, it's not them. It's only you, Ben, Ben, Ben. Like a towel. Being you is a torture for sure. Being you is a torture for sure. Give me a gun. And I hold the cure. Hold the
Welcome to Some Weird Sin. Thanks so much for tuning in. I am your host, Hysterica, and I just got through the first set of tonight's show. Started things off with TV Crime. That's a brand new one from them called Never Been in Love. Then I played the LA Drugs. That song was called Vampire, and that's from the 10-year anniversary edition of Outside Place that came out in 2024. Then I played Tommy and the Commies with So Happy. That's from their Here Come the Tommy and the Commies album that came out in 2018. Clean Lines was next with So Sharp. That's a brand new record from them called Nuisance. Pack Rat was after that with Ask a Punk. That's from the 2024 album Life's a Trap. Then I played Boston Babies with Tonight. That's from their self-titled 2024 album. I played Paint Fumes after that with Holding My Heart. That's from their album Real Romancer that came out in 2023. And they're playing a show at Cafe 9 in New Haven, Connecticut, Monday, February 24th, and I'll be DJing there. Check it out. Wet Denim was after that with Shine. That's from the 2014 album Bad Impression. The Berlin Blackouts was next with The Cure from the 2023 album Hytanic Socialites. And then you heard Full Mean with Rosalie, cover of a Thin Lizzy song from their album Rendigio that came out in 2024. All right, you know I got more music here. Split System with On the Loose.
With a gun, with a gun. cars don't have fun getting out of place. Ooh, you run a market life, and I think you are a mental case. And you gotta get the nerve to be a member of a human race. Boy, yes, I want chicks with kids. I think that maybe babies lost in space. But you don't. No, you don't. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. You don't. No, you don't. Fine, you buy some lethal weight. You make me nervous when you hang around, yeah. After the TV, I'll there be no joy. Think I've got cancer, always bring it down. Say you're sorry for the things and things. You can build it, you're winning around, yeah. Oh, yeah, half that stuff. And you'll just bring my baby now to this bin. Hey, oh, you don't.
I can't talk to her, but I try. She cried. back. I'm sad, but I won't. She cried, I'm hurt, you're right. She cried, I'm sad.
Welcome back to Some Weird Sin. You're tuned into the WFMU Sheena's Jungle Room stream, and I am your host, Hysterica, and just played the last set of tonight's show. Started things out with Split System, that was On the Loose. That's a brand new single from them that just came out. Then I played Jackson Reed Briggs and the Heaters with Look Me in the Eyes. That's from their 2022 album, Waiting in a Corner. I played The Judges after that with Tuned. That's from the 2024 album, Judgment Day. Bart and the Bratz was after that with When the Shit Hits. That's from the 2025 album Only Fair. I played The Celebrities after that with Runaway Baby. That's from the 2024 album Red Carpet. Next, I played The Nerve with Penchant. That's from a album that comes out in February 2025. The Modern Lovers was after that with She Cracked from their self-titled album that came out in 1976. And then I played Johnny Thunders, She's So Untouchable from his 1978 album, So Alone. All right, I want to thank everyone again for tuning in. I got one more here for you. This is Hubble Bubble. Thanks again. We'll see you next time.
Ash from my cigarette drugs, I can figure it. Watch, they can bathe her so long. She's missed the bus, made the corn in the rush, or perhaps my directions were wrong. It's almost time. Boy, drink up your wine. Boy, smoking a long cigarette. I'm hoping my baby will come along yet. Tonight you'll be lonely, why even I'll bet. Some of the saddest she's met. I'm smoking a long cigarette. Clock's ticking softly, there's skin on my coffee. The hope in my heart's in the room. Understand it, where is she? The bandit just paid out the jackpot again. It's almost time, boy, drink up your wine, boy. I'm smoking a long cigarette. I'm hoping my baby will come along yet. Tonight you'll be lonely, why even I'll bet. Some of the suckers she's met. I'm smoking a long cigarette. Baby looks fine, boy, wish she were mine, boy, I've just smoked my last cigarette, I'm glad baby's come, knew she wouldn't forget, she's worth waiting for, I should never have bet, some of the suckers she's met, I'm smoking a long
scratching out on my back door. Scratch so long, poor pussy got sore. Sore pussy, sore pussy. Just a friendly little cat.
Friendly little cat.
My pussy cat was setting out on the front step. Sat so long, poor pussy got wet. Wet pussy, sore wet. Just a friendly little cat.
Friendly little cat.
My pussy cat was playing out on the back lot. Played so long, poor pussy got hot. Hot pussy. Sore. Wet. Hot. Pussy. Just a friendly little cat.
Friendly little cat.
My pussycat was rocking in the rocking chair. Rocked so long he lost his hair. Bald pussy, sore, wet, hot, bald pussy. Just a friendly little cat.
Friendly little cat.
My neighbor and I out at the clothesline. I said to look at mine, my pussy, sore, wet, hot, bald, pussy, just a friendly little cat,
friendly little cat.
My neighbor stole my kitty, but I did see, I said to my neighbor, set my pussy free, free pussy, sore, wet, hot, bald, free, pussy, just a friendly little cat.
Friendly little cat.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Aw, nice pussy.
Feeling you.